The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Whatley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben. I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Fred, and I play Edward Worthington III, and my pronouns are also he, him.
Hey everyone, Mike Lane here, and I am still playing Aaron Jefferson. A crazy guy, and my pronouns are he, him.
And I'm Steph. I'm hopefully still playing Clara Carter, and my pronouns are she, her.
Thanks, guys. So, in this game, we do a little segment of housekeeping. Now, the housekeeping happens because we need to recover HP and luck. Now, Pulp Cthulhu is super, super givey. Pulp Cthulhu is the rich neighborhood that gives out full-size candy bars in regards to luck. If you were playing regular Cthulhu, 7th edition, it would be the house where there's a bowl of candy and then there's a person sitting beside the bowl of candy and they're like, just take one. And you can tell that they just pulled like a pack of Starburst and some old gum and threw it in there. That's 7E Call of Cthulhu, Pulp Cthulhu, rich neighborhood, full-size candy bars. That is the best analogy I can get. That's the best comparison.
Seems accurate.
For luck. Mm-hmm. And because I am a gracious GM and I love to give out full-size candy bars, be that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Snickers. You know what? I'll give you out a zero bar if you want. You know, if you want one of those weird zero bars, you can have one of those. A full-size Toblerone, you could have it. And the only reason that I can give out these very fancy and swag-ass candies is because of our patrons. And these luck rolls are brought to you by these particular patrons, these specific individuals who are making our lives easier by helping us pay for our editing and our music. And I'm going to give a shout out right now to Raul Rodriguez, Rick McRick, Robert Hayes, Russ Walker, Scott. Seamus Halford, Sean Dais, Sean Liu, Sharon Grafton, Stephen Burnett, Stephen Pell, and Stephen Summers. Thanks, y'all, so much. I guess leave the verb in. Fucking spicy water.
Spicy water.
Damn.
Lacroix. Lacroix.
Lacroix. Actually, I'm sorry. This is
bubbly.
Oh. Hey. Hey. Oh, for my wrestling fans, a little bit of the bubbly.
She's hitting the bubbly.
Oh, man.
So, were we supposed to re-roll our luck and get it back?
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Yeah. Where have you been this season?
How do you rule luck? Just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
Wow. You know, we might have had a chance. Y'all might have had a chance. Now you've doomed yourselves.
Oh. No.
Remember when I said everyone has to make no mistakes?
Well, here we are.
Now, are we all held to that same, like, no mistake? Is it like one pot, you know, that we're all contributing to, or do we each have our own no mistake?
Yeah, you should consider these bad parenting rules.
There's no I in team.
Okay, well.
No, it's in the A-hole. The I.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait,
no
what? One?
The A, you know? Like, so if you do the normal, like, a bubble letter A, there's an I in the A hole. True
what?
Story. Look, I... Listen. I will find this for you, and I will send it to you.
No,
but it's find the I in the A hole.
Yeah, I'm just gonna Google I in the A hole.
Yeah, look at Google it. You'll find it.
We're all gonna get flagged for some kind of list by googling I in the A hole.
I mean, I can. I'm not gonna. I can picture it. I'm just.
What? Oh, can you?
I like how this group loves to put me on blast for loving Dr. Pimple Popper, but I in the A-hole is fine.
I meant like from a letter.
Oh!
Right? So it's great.
I see
it's
just, it now. There is an I in the A-hole.
The I in team is in the A-hole. It's just,
okay, I'm
it's so
it
thematic.
You guys are fucking
I'm calling my fucking high school football coach right now.
Oh, I just don't think that you should say it. Though.
But it's fun.
Oh, negative spaces equals holes.
Yes.
See, why didn't you say it like that?
Because it's more fun the other way.
Yeah.
Less
okay.
words, less syllables.
It's,
get it out faster.
It's thematic the other way, because the I in team would be an a-hole, so
yeah.
it
makes sense.
It works.
Wow, there's it's just so many. It's like an onion.
Yeah.
There's layers.
Layers.
We are starting out real great.
And Mike is an ogre for saying this, so yeah, it works.
Ogre.
Can't wait for Max to get there.
Max is
pooping. He's still gonna wipe, man.
Oh, I just remembered something you said, V, that you have to be holden to.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Well, I don't remember, so.
Yeah, Clara gets left behind at the
Okay.
Max. Flush, flush, flush. You are a skinny, skinny dude again.
What?
You still have all of your buffs.
Okay.
But you've lost all this muscle mass. These are Animal Crossing New Horizons rules. So... You went on
covered
the potty.
In weeds. Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
You went to the potty, mm-hmm. You flushed, and now you don't have all this extra, like, oomph to you. You couldn't scoop out a tree if you wanted to, unless you eat more ashes. I mean, apples. What am I saying? So, anyways, you flushed the toilet. Feeling good. You had a nice, good nap on the toilet. And let me know what you do.
So I actually canonically no longer have my muscle mass.
I mean, did you want it?
I just need to know. I just that way I could. It's your choice. Listen, I'm the one that stepped away for a week. I put Max's hotness, the fate of his hotness, in your hands.
Okay.
Is he a muscle dude,
like that.
Or is he a skinny dude?
I think he's got to be a skinny dude.
Fair enough. Oh my god. So Max gets up off the toilet. Whoa. Oh, he's goddamn knocking at the door. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, and then he looks in the mirror. Oh my god, you know. I feel like I always made the joke I lost 10 pounds, but I actually physically did. Wow. Well, I mean, it was Bellamy. She had water powers. Maybe that was all water weight. Okay, okay, okay. So, he washes his hands thoroughly. He's like, oh, I fell asleep on there. Ugh. Ugh. Thank God there's our new toilets. Okay. Well, I'm sure my friends have stayed calm and collected and have made wonderful choices while I've been away. Max exits the bathroom and he kind of looks around. Hey, guys, you still here? I know it's the middle of the night. Ooh, it's the middle of the night. I should probably be quiet.
Hello, Mr. Max. I've come to inform you that your friends have gone to the St. Paxton dump.
Did they get the idea from me?
No. I believe that the new antique dealer.
Oh, I see. Okay. A to B to C, I see. Okay. Well, I guess Aaron had a good reason to take him there. I mean, antiques might be some ancient magical object that could help us. After all, we gotta, what is it, defend the island now? That's what you're here for, right, Navarre? We have to defend this island and also help defend other realms, planes, dimensions, whatever word we end up picking.
Yes, I believe that your friends spoke to the Nighthawk, and then they said they were going to go to the dump. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, and Edward went for a swim, so...
Okay.
That's all. I believe you're caught up now.
Excellent. Okay, so he went swimming. Okay, fair enough.
Swimming first, then spoke to the Nighthawk.
Okay.
Then...
Interesting how you call him the Nighthawk, but I like that. But keep going, yes.
Then went to the dump.
Okay.
After a brief discussion.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it, yes. Not that I'm nosy or anything. And here, Aaron left you a note, and he rips a piece of paper out of his little tablet and gives it to you. It looks like it's the directions to the dump or something.
Ah, okay. Ah, yeah, okay. This is good to know. Okay. Thank you, Navarre.
Of course, and you can go to the garage and grab a car if you're going to catch up with them, or if you wanted to wait here.
I should probably catch up with them. It's the middle of the night. You know, another vehicle there, because it might be nice if we need to split. We'll figure it out when we get there. Thank you, Navarre.
Of course, and because you didn't have time to have your snack, I've made you a nice little packet here. And he hands you what looks like a cardboard box of little treats and goodies.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's late. I gotta do some late night snack, and I did catch some Z's in there, but yeah.
Well, we've gotta bulk you back up, so.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so you saw what happened to me. Golly. I tell you what. Oh, maybe I need to... You got any guns that turn people into stone?
No.
Okay, fair enough. It was just a joke. Thought maybe you might answer in this year. I am gonna stop by the... Well, then again... where's Nighthawk? Is it still in the infirmary?
Yes, Nighthawk is still in the infirmary.
Sick. Okay, I'll check in with Nighthawk, grab my bag, and then I'll head out that way.
Okay, wonderful.
I head on down to the infirmary.
An appropriate amount of time passes for you to walk there, and you see Nighthawk, and they are just sprawled out on the bed asleep.
Oh, a sleeping angel.
Is my bag next to them?
Yes.
Okay.
And they actually have their hand gripped around the handle there, so.
I will go up next to Nighthawk's bed. Just kind of brush their hair back a little bit.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back. Okay, so I'm going to... Thanks for watching my bag. I'm going to catch up with the others. You get some shut-eye, okay?
Okay.
You can let go of the bag now.
Okay. Love you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Okay, thank you.
Take the bag back, check, make sure there's guns in there still.
There's guns in there still. There's also spray paint, so. And you did not put that spray paint in there, but the spray paint is there.
Next. All right, yeah. Good thinking. Good thinking there, buddy. Okay. Zip it back up, throw it over my shoulder, head on down to the garage, where I will take a motorcycle.
Okay, wonderful. You grab the motorcycle of your choice. Are you getting more of a high speed, like a ninja type motorcycle, or a Harley type motorcycle, or?
It's more like, I can never, it looks like, yeah, it's not like a big handlebar. It's the kind of motorcycle where it's not like a ninja crotch rocket type of deal, but it definitely is not like a big handlebar thing. It's like just somewhere in the middle. It's like almost more like military grade, where it's just like very straightforward. And
so are you thinking that it's kind of like a Bucky style what he...
Yeah,
are
you know,
familiar with the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I didn't
I'm
know
familiar that. Enough. Okay. In my brain, it's like a Dragon Ball motorcycle.
Okay, wonderful. Perfect.
Without the big Capsule Corp dome over it. It's like one of those, you know? Perfect. Like you would see in a cool concept art of like Goku driving a motorcycle for no goddamn reason. Like one of those type of things, yeah. You know?
Like why would he even...
Why would he even... It's like Bulma gave it to him. Like, one of those. Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Bulma, that is a nonsense gift. So, just saying. Okay, so Max is on his way on a military-style motorcycle, bicycle. Bicycle. Motorcycle.
Electric bicycle where you have to pedal to juice it up. No, it is a full motored cycle.
Motored cycle in the vis-a-vis Dragon Ball style. And if you don't know what that means, I don't have the time to catch you up on pulp culture. Get with it. Clara.
Yes.
You are in the dump. You have waded into all of the treasures before you. And with your dragon eyes, you can see some of the very important artifacts that lie in the closer to the bottom of the stuff. So not a lot of like surface type stuff is very valuable to you, but you can see into the bottom and see where people have thrown away things that your dragon eyes feel are important. So
awesome. I am going to start digging then, and kind of tossing things that look just like complete trash. If it looks valuable, I'll set it to the side, but if it looks like trash, I'm just tossing it behind me and digging to get to the important things.
Wonderful. The first thing that you encounter is a very old style typewriter. So this looks like it could be maybe like from the early 1900s, but it still looks like it's in usable condition. It probably needs to have some tape, you know, replaced. So, I mean, there's that. You run into some necklaces that are very valuable, and there are a couple of rings, and you see a really big wooden box that you don't know what necessarily is in there.
Okay, I will set the typewriter in a safe place, and if the jewelry fits, I'm going to put it on for safekeeping.
Okay.
And then I want to... How big is the box?
So it's probably like 18 inches wide by 15 inches long and maybe 6 inches deep. So it's a fairly large box.
Okay. I would like to try to lift it. So I can take it to a safe place to open it.
Okay. Yeah, you can certainly get it out.
And then is it sealed somehow, or would I be able to pry it open?
So when you give it a closer look, you notice that the spaces where the box like opens and meets the two, you know, sides, it's all been sealed shut with wax. So someone has gone through the trouble of like sealing this box completely. The hinges are heavily waxed as well. And there's like some nails driven into the corners of this box. But you can just sort of see where those are.
So I don't know if I can breathe fire. But in my thought processes, I would like to try to breathe fire next to the box, not at the box, and see if that heat will melt the wax to make it a little easier to open.
Were you able to breathe fire before?
I had the death breath.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that was hot.
It is cold.
Oh, it was cold. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I would just say with your death breath,
that probably wouldn't be what I'd want then.
You don't seem to be very fire-focused, I should say.
Okay. Well, in that case, I will just try to pry the box open.
Okay. It is really well sealed, but you could use, like, strength or, you know, any roll that you think is relevant to try and open this box.
Okay. I'll go with strength.
Edward and Aaron, you can see all of this kind of occurring because she's now popped up to the top there and is kind of, she's brought up this box. So I'm going to let them have a little scene before I find out what you did with your role. And then we'll kind of catch you guys up in time. Edward and Aaron, Clara basically transforms into this hybrid dragon human and starts diving into the trash and pulling things up. And eventually she will pull up a really large heavy wooden box that she starts kind of trying to tinker with there, maybe about 20 feet away from you.
Oh, what is that?
Well, that's Clara. She can, I guess, well, I've never seen her turn into this hybrid style dragon, but I've seen her turn into a dragon before. It's kind of weird, yeah.
Wait, so she can turn into, like, all kinds of dragon things?
I guess. I don't know, really. It's the first time I've seen her do this.
Do you have any, like, cool things that you can do?
I mean... Kind of. Here. Okay, let me show you. I will communicate internally with Abuela, and I would like to give myself bark skin and give myself armor.
Okay, you do so. Explain to Aaron what that looks like.
So as you look upon Edward, the skin immediately starts to basically grow slightly more textured, and eventually you're looking at a very hard, rough exterior of like a tree trunk, but in the shape of a humanoid. So not as cool as a dragon, but yeah, I have like...
Oh! Yeah, what in the world?
Real sanity.
That's two. That's two I've done so far to you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did it do it? Did it do it? I
can't do it. 81.
Oh, my God.
Versus?
61.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Just a little margin there.
Now, Aaron, you are already in a fit of insanity to begin with, and you have your own task there that you have to deal with. So this is really piling on top of that. Now, as you see Edward kind of turn into this supernatural being, and you've watched as, you know, Max has been able to do these incredible things before you, you have this like thing of like, when you're around these type of people, that's probably how they got their powers to begin with, is just by being in the presence of these sacred beings, you yourself become a sacred being. And you believe that you need to manifest and that they have to help you manifest these powers in yourself. And so there's just this shift in belief that they want and they should want to help you, but if they don't help you, like, why would they keep something so amazing from you? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll let you run with that however you'd like.
I am. Wow. When did you guys get all of this? Have you had this the whole time?
Well, that's kind of hazy, yes, I think. I mean, recently we started understanding our powers.
So, okay, so, like, being around each other and everything just kind of helped bring it out? Is that kind of where it comes from?
I guess so. We've been around each other the entire time, and our powers just kind of manifested, so We kind of helped each other understand our powers. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow, that is so, so cool.
But earlier you mentioned a box or something that Whatley brought here. That's why we came, right?
Well, I wasn't sure that it was a box, but seeing that box down there, I don't know.
Okay, maybe we should go over there and help Clara get this box open.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been sitting on the ground awkwardly, because I imagine it's awkward for a dragon to sit, and I've just been picking at this box the whole time, and I rolled a 73 out of 70, so I will spend 3 luck to open it.
Okay. So as Edward and Aaron begin wading toward Clara as she's kind of working this box, Max kind of zips around this back entrance because he's able to get directions from someone who's like, oh yeah, I just saw someone with a very fancy car going this way. So Max, you'll arrive just as Edward and Aaron begin walking into the dump.
Hey, fellas. Hey, whoa. Hey, Edward. Hey, buddy. Are you going into a fight or something? Whoa, bud.
Oh, here, let me. And then he just takes all of the wood off and he goes back into regular Edward mode and goes, sorry, Aaron asked to see it and.
Hey, oh, so you just whipped it out?
That just sounds really bad.
Max, what happened to you?
Oh, yeah, you know how people say they, Max laughs to himself, just like, yes, another chance to make this joke again. You know how sometimes people say, you know, when they take a dump, they like lost 10 pounds? I actually did!
Wow, is that another power?
Now that you are aware of it, yes. Yes.
Wow. This is going to be a record. Is there anything you guys can't do?
There's plenty. But...
Wait, so did you lose the rest of your powers also? Like...
I don't feel less powerful. I just feel like I just, I can't, you know, pop my pecs anymore, you know?
Got it. Okay. Okay.
But hey, I'm pretty sure I still got control over water. I mean, when the toilet flushed and I used my powers to flush the toilet. So yes, I think it's okay. I think I still have control over the water stuff.
Kind of a gratuitous use of your powers, but yeah, okay.
Well, hey, yeah, I had to test them. I immediately noticed. So, you know, hey, so where's Clara? What's going on? Why are we here?
Oh, okay. So, you know, we were talking about how to open portals and yeah. These dimensions.
Don't do it.
And like,
don't do it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This guy, Whatley, you know Whatley, right?
I sure do.
So he's heading up something and he needs help. And
okay.
This, the library thing is supposed to help somehow. And so we gotta open up a thing. And so, you know, I know antiques. I know what Whatley did and he was here.
Okay.
Right. And he did some stuff here and I'm pretty sure something here we can use to like link us and him and like open it and then everything will be good. And so like Edward was on board immediately and
yeah,
Clara.
That sounds right.
Yeah, so here we are, and then Claire, uh-huh. Oh my gosh, like, look at this. Now she's digging around, and, you know, and then Edward's showing me these powers, and you guys are just amazing.
Well, thank you very much, but, so, Edward, you talked to Whatley? He needs our help? What is it? From the monsters that we kicked out? Is that... I assumed something bad would happen with that, but I didn't know he would give a shit.
Yeah, so I saw him, and he told me that there's a war coming. A war with everything that we expelled from the island, and we need to get to him to help him with this war.
Do we need to actually get to him, or do we just need to stay here and help him from afar? Because last I checked, we can't exactly leave the island without turning into goo. Severe bodily harm might come to us.
I'm sorry, Max. I don't know. I don't have enough information, but I'm thinking maybe if we speak to Ezra and, you know, some other people, or maybe look into the books at the library, there might be more information. But, you know, Aaron brought this up, and it was a good lead. If we could find something of Whatley's, maybe it'll help us get in touch with him.
Clara, you take your fingernails, your claws, and with your increased strength, you realize that you're gonna have to really try hard. You actually grow your claws longer so that they pierce the wax and kind of wedge in between there, and then you're able to pull the box apart.
Am I able to talk in this form?
You can try anything.
I'd like to, as I'm realizing that this box is about to open, I want to look over at the others and just say in their direction, I think the answer's in my box, and then I'll open it.
Bless you for that quote.
Max will turn up. Rosie! Oh, what? Oh, God, she's a drag? She's half? What's going? Ah!
Yeah, not sure, like, she kind of half-formed, or this is like a new hybrid form of hers, but, yeah, it's, that's Clara Ragan.
Okay. I like that, that's a good nickname, that's good. Well, has she shown any aggression? I know when she was large and in charge, she was a bit hoity-toity. Have you tried talking to her yet?
Who, us?
She just kind of dove in, so...
She just started digging through garbage as a dragon. I love that. Just rooting around in the land. Let's go see her. She seems to be getting a little impatient.
As they wade over to you, you kind of pry the box open, and the thing flies up into the air with the great force of your muscles, and you all see this like small piece of like black something floating into the air, and then it falls down. So Claire, you can roll a dex or something if you want to try and catch it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I thought you were gonna say no. Chase the ground. Fuck that.
I want to
the box.
Yeah, box look cool.
Okay, you want to try and catch it too?
Yeah, I will dex challenge Clara for catching this item.
Hey, go for it.
Good luck. I pulled a 16. So I'm going to spend 2 luck and make that an extreme success.
Okay.
Can I just be nearby?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd roll for that.
Roll for loitering?
So I rolled a 66 under an 85, but definitely not the success that Clara got.
It's my gotcha. Dragon speed.
Yeah, so explain with your dragon speed. You can see that Edward is going to try and reach for it, but how does this, you know, kind of like elderling dragon Clara get this?
Well, I have better vision as a dragon, so that helps my hand-eye coordination. And so as I see this thing coming up and I see Edward's eyes kind of going towards it and my eyes going towards it, I'm just going to lightning fast reach out and snag it with my hand.
Okay. Edward, you've been bested by a hybrid dragon. You shouldn't feel too bad about yourself because, damn. And Claire, you are now holding what looks to be a very ordinary piece of equipment. It's a ribbon.
A ribbon?
Like a typewriter ribbon.
Oh. I needed this, I'll say to them. And then I'm going to scurry over to the safe place where I put the typewriter and see if it fits.
You don't know how to use this technology, so you need someone that actually knows how to replace a ribbon in an antique typewriter.
Hey, antique guy. Aaron.
That's me. Yeah.
Aaron. I need you.
Of course. I scurry over to where she's standing.
Okay. And, let me know how this works.
So this goes to this thing, the typewriter.
Ooh.
Can you put it together?
I think so.
Excellent.
What would you like to roll to do that?
Appraise? To, like, figure out how it goes together?
Yeah, okay.
Or I have archaeology, but that seems a bit...
That's too far. Too far.
Yeah.
Like, that's too fucking far.
It's not that old.
Jesus. 86 out of 85. I'm going to use one point of luck to make that a success.
Perfect. With a little bit of fidgeting, he is able to pry the old kind of worn out typewriter ribbon out of the typewriter and replace it with this one that you've gotten from this sealed box.
I wouldn't go as far to say as good as new, but it should work.
Excellent. I think we've solved it.
So how does it work? Like, what do we do now?
Oh, so, all right. So you hit these buttons and it drops these like little hammer things on
Aaron,
that
ribbon.
I know
how the typewriter works. How do we get in contact with Whatley?
Well, we might need some paper.
Yeah. Maybe you need the right kind of paper. And I'll start to dig through the trash pile and look for something that looks like the right kind of paper.
You do not see the paper here in the trash piles. If you wanted to try and use like a dragon sense to see where that could be, you could certainly roll something for that.
Could I roll like a spot hidden?
Or maybe a power?
Or I'm very powerful.
So what I'm wanting you to do is find out where it is on the island. So it's not going to be spot hidden because it's not close to you.
Okay.
So we're thinking that Whatley threw this out here?
That's what Aaron said. Observed him.
It was just a hunch. I mean, you know, I find all sorts of stuff out here. Who knows?
Wait.
Maybe we should finally toss Whatley's house. I mean, we got to check on his brother, right? So we might as well just go there.
He has a brother?
Oh, maybe he has the paper.
He might have the paper there. And if we're trying to interact with him, maybe there might be even more clues at his place. And we could finally just turn that house upside down and figure out what's going on with that guy.
You know, when you say that, I actually imagine you guys like picking the house up and shaking it.
Like a bully, yes, asking for change. I've always wanted to do that to Whatley. But unfortunately, I might be able to do that with the house, but we'll see when we get there. If we go there, if that's what everyone thinks we should do. If Dragon Rosie, if you want to like, I don't know what you're capable of.
I can help find the paper.
Hell yeah. Okay, cool.
I will pick up the typewriter.
Oh, you should probably be careful with that. You're very powerful, and...
Yeah.
It'd be unfortunate if you kind of, like, crushed it accidentally,
A weak human-made materials might just crumble to dust in your hands, and it's not no fault of your own.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a dragon. I think I understand how to handle my treasure.
Oh boy. Okay. So can you get smaller? Because I don't think you're gonna fit in the McLaren anymore.
Do I have any sort of sense that I just really want to stay in dragon form, or would I feel like inclined to get smaller?
Not necessarily, but the offense that someone would ask you to become smaller for their convenience. Oh my God.
Okay, fair. I think I could probably fly a lot faster.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Totally fly.
Yeah. So maybe you should meet me there.
Okay. Fly safely.
Yeah, not a problem. And I will attempt to take off.
You do so with ease.
Oh, good.
I don't remember you describing wings. Oh, shit.
So is it like a humanoid, like almost kind of like a dragonborn with wings is kind of like what we're observing? Or was it more larger and monstrous, like?
So, no, not a dragonborn in that she's not bulky. She's very thin. So
that's right.
Really, okay. Really stretched out. I did not describe wings because she does not have wings. But she is able to fly.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And so you'll notice that as she is flying as well, you'll see like almost like a slurry of like silvery matter that follows behind her. So she has a stream behind her, and it's almost like, you know how you can see where snails and slugs have been, like that sparkly slick stuff. It's kind of like that, but it does dissipate.
So like glitter?
Not like glitter.
Like slimy glitter coming out of Clara.
Clara thinks it probably looks like glitter to them.
That's fair.
Okay.
It smells like melted crayons.
Oh.
No. Ouch.
Yeah, you know, she gets really demanding when she turns into that dragon form. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, but...
Yeah, now that she's not here, that's a problem. That's bad. That's actually bad for us.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's still Clara, right? I mean...
Is she?
Yeah.
She's badass Clara.
Clara, you have already donned an amulet of communication, which has melded into your dragon scales. So your friends would not have noticed this at all, but you can hear what they're saying and you can hear all of their conversations. You're able to actually hear the conversations of just about anyone that you want, just so you know.
And she's still amazing, like she always has been.
Suddenly, Edward dies.
Hey, guys, it's me. I work at the dump. My name's Edward.
I'm going to fly a loop around the dump. Like, I'm kind of waiting for them to, you know, finally drive away. And I'm going to swoop down a little too close to the ground, right over Edward, so that my sparkle trail is gonna hit him. And then I'll fly off towards the farm.
Your complexion's gonna look great after this. I'm just telling you.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Darn.
Am I Edward Cullen now?
Oh, my God.
My skin sparkles in the sunlight.
Oh, my God.
I'm a vampire.
I was just hoping it'd make you slimy, okay?
Wow, Edward, did you say something bad? Definitely not me. I'm not the one that said anything untoward towards Dragon Clara.
Why are you saying that to me? That's weird. I didn't say you did. I just said she's still Clara, regardless if she's a dragon or not.
As Max and Edward are talking to each other in front of you, Aaron, you see in the rubble that someone has thrown away a rusty old harpoon, which is loaded.
Guys, hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy. So, Edward, we really gotta double check these lighthouses. Man, we gotta double check the defense of the island before we start doing anything outward, right? You know what I mean? We did all that work to make sure the island is safe. Let's secure it. That's why... that's what I want to focus on next, but I mean, seems like...
I mean, do you know how? Like...
I figured we could cross-reference our history journal that we compiled all of our life histories into, cross-reference that with the occult library that we just got access to. You know, cross-reference those things out, you know, because clearly this is like occult magic, probably. I don't know. It's like a pentagram shape, right? That sounds like the devil, and Max makes a jack-off motion. Sounds like the fucking devil, right? So, like, you know, I figured that would probably be related.
Okay. There were all those rooms, like... we haven't explored yet. We should probably you know, talk to Ezra and get some books and
that's exactly right. So I just want to make sure we're all safe and secure here, because if we start helping old so-and-so Watley and we're not safe, then we're just gonna be open to attack ourselves, and that's not good.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense, Max. Yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Hey, you two!
What? What do you want?
Alright, so you're like super worried about Clara, but look, this won't even hurt her. And I fire the harpoon at her.
What the fuck?
We just found out Aaron's superpower.
Oh my god.
He's Harpoon Man.
Can I roll firearms, handguns? I don't know.
Yeah, you're just going to be rolling. Actually, just give me a dex roll.
Okay. And do I see this coming?
We'll see.
Okay.
That is a 14, which is an extreme success.
Ah, yes! That's so funny.
wait, Aaron, no! Oh, shit.
No! Oh.
I did have the typewriter, I'm just saying.
Shit!
Oh, God.
Just as an out of character note.
Oh, my God.
Clara. You have this typewriter in your hand, which is kind of like harder to fly with, and that you can't do all of the cool movements that you want to do because you have to prove to Edward that you can, in fact, hold a typewriter and fly.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking about this and how shitty it is that your friends talk about you the moment that you, you know, get one foot off of the ground. It's so crazy. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just feels like the wind is knocked out of you as a harpoon slices through your lung and then up through your heart and exits. I mean, very lucky. It's an in and out, you know, through and through here. Through your other lung. And so you feel like, oh no, I'm going to drop the typewriter. As your body starts tumbling down into the dump.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, into the hoard.
The typewriter!
Rosie, God!
You take 24 points of damage.
That's a lot. So what if I have 24 hit points?
Okay.
Oh boy.
Hope you have keeping a harpoon gun.
I immediately will Abuela to just shoot out gouts of wood arms, and I try to capture Clara from falling.
Please don't stab me.
Okay, roll me something for that.
Power?
Yeah, you could roll power or you could roll dexterity. You don't have to roll power to use Abuela's powers anymore.
Okay, my dexterity is higher, so that's better.
Great.
Oh, I roll a 74 out of 85, but I am going to use 63 points. No, that's not right.
Wait, you want to go from 74 to 16?
Yeah, for an extreme success.
That's 58 points.
Done. I never use luck. Every perfect. Session, no, I max out luck. Plus, this is Clara, right?
Yeah.
This is Clara.
Oh.
Was it 58 points? Sure.
58 right. points.
So I'm down to 41 luck.
Sure. So explain to Max and Aaron what that looks like.
So as the three of us are looking up at this harpoon, just going through Clara's dragon-like body, Edward immediately just starts to expand and grow, and his body is propelled forward from the legs. So the legs are still like rooted onto the ground, and then his arms and his legs extend out as his body is like propelled out to capture Clara. And as the weight of Clara's dragon form strikes against Edward's arms, he kind of like rolls and tucks and allows his body to cushion as he just plummets into the dump site holding Clara's dragon body. And they disappear into a huge, just flying pile of garbage that is pushed everywhere.
Okay. As this occurs, it becomes very evident, Aaron, that you have not just killed a person, but have probably killed one of the most important people on this island. And you're not a killer. You don't know what possessed you to do this. And you take 8 points of sanity damage. As you kind of come to terms with the fact that you have just murdered someone, you get very shaky and you pass out. Edward, as you are in this ball of wood and, you know, it is surrounded by trash, you watch as Clara bleeds from her nose and her mouth, and, you know, it's very clear that she's still trying to take in some breaths, but she is definitely drowning on her own blood, and you feel that blood seep into the wood of your skeleton, your exoskeleton, and Abuela. And you understand that there's not a magic that's going to keep her in this world, because she's already seeping into you. And you take in the dragon.
I have goosebumps right now. This is... Abuela, you have to do something. Look, I don't care what it is. If you need to leave me to save her, there has to be some way I can... I am the Revenant, right? Like, I have healing powers. There's nothing I can do. Is there
As you speak to Abuela, you hear in the back of your mind, let's take the body.
Am I completely gone, or am I able to try to speak?
Yeah, you can give a couple words.
I'll look up at Edward as he's holding me and trying to find a way to save me, and I'll say to him, Edward, death is just another place. It's okay.
No. No. Abuela, talk to me. What? Where am I taking her?
And that's where we're gonna call it.
Aaron! Oh god, what if his superpowers is that he could just take down the sacred fort?
He's actually the bad guy.
Harpoon man.
He's just an antique stealer.
He's just seen some shit, guys.
We're the ones that keep triggering his insanity.
That's fair. I've done it twice now. This is my fault.
The whole time he was with me, like one and one roll. The whole time he was with you, like 10, 20 even. 20 rolls.
Wow.
Glory. What a glorious episode that was.
Wow.
What? Oh, man.
Way to go, everyone. That was really fun. I feel like everyone did such good character work today. So
that was fun.
Way to go. Says Steph, her character dies. yeah.
I might come back. You don't know.
You never know.
You don't know. I have a backup character just in case.
You don't know?
I have to admit that as the chat is typing, absorb Clara, I had that very thought. I was like, this is how I'm going to get an edge on Max.
I know, as you're talking about the blood dripping, I was like,
oh. Oh, boy. We need to hash this out and take a knee. Oh, god damn it.
Yeah. Take a knee. That's where we're going to be.
Oh my god.
If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us on Twitter at St. Paxton Podcast.
You can follow me, Ben, on Twitter at Ben Stonick. That's BenStonick.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
You can find me at One Gaming Lane.
And I'm at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica. This was a super fun episode. Yes. If you are not supporting us on Patreon, please go to our Patreon. We give access to our Take a Knee sessions to every single patron level. So no matter what you donate, you get at least like, you know, anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes of extra content every single week, or I guess every week that we record an episode. So yeah, definitely consider checking us out there and tell us about your friends. No, don't tell us about your friends.
Well, you can.
Yeah,
you
can. I guess.
What are your friends like?
Next chat, everyone bring a friend story, because I would like to hear that.
And bring that friend with you.
And bring a friend.
Yes, yes.
And tell your friend about this podcast. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at Maybe Hiroshi. Oh my god, is Mike actually Shrek? What? Mike? Are you Shrek?
I don't think so.
You have to tell us if you are.
Yeah, it's like being a cop. You have to tell us if you're a Shrek.
That would make Ben Donkey.
Okay.
And I'm fair. Farquaad.
Ooh, donkey, bummer.
Farquaad.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, Steph. I think you are the gingerbread man.
The gingerbread
man. And now I'm a believer.
That took a turn.
So, V, what you're saying is that we need to send a lot of just weapons to Fred's house for his children. Mm-hmm. They're still young.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Once, like negative young. So, like, the perfect time.
Negative young. Negative.
That is such a good idea.
Yes.
So, we're going to, you know, like, some people, like, chip in on a joint gift. We should chip in on a nice machete. Mm-hmm. For new baby and some throwing stars for bigger baby.
Yeah, yes. That's really thoughtful.
Yes, yeah. We have lots of swords and axes.
I mean, they're growing up in Ohio. Yes. They need to know how to defend themselves.
We're preparing for the purge. I mean, it's coming.
The great thing is I've mostly only seen Aaron insane. So, like, I have nothing to compare it to. Like,
yeah.
This could just be how he is. We have no idea.
I love that this also informs how, like, yeah, the Islanders probably know that we're special for some reason. We're the sacred five or four, however many of us are left. But why are we sacred? They don't know. They just know they need to, you know, put on a song and dance for us when we show up. So why are they special? Oh, it's because they're like... like
monsters,
like animorphs.
Yeah, they're monsters. Monsters. That's the word. They're crimes against God.
Clara's the dragon related changeling, and then Edward's got wood skin, and then Max is just like a rock.
Like a rock. Well, I can't sing anymore. Otherwise, we'll get DMCA'd.
That's right. Max rolls up in a Ford F-150. After.
I'm going to say there's not one in the garage.
Fuck. No, he's still on a motorcycle. Don't worry. Good. Don't you worry. If he's driving any pickup truck, it's like one of those cool Japanese style trucks where it's like, you know. My uncle-in-law has one in Arkansas, of all places. And every time we visit, I point at it and go, oh, I want it. He's just like, no, it's mine. I can't wait for Max to, I guess, Doctor Strange magic style, punch Edward in the chest and knock a boiler out of you.
Oh, man.
Maybe he won't. Maybe instead he'll knock the dragon out of Clara. Or maybe he'll knock the crazy out of Aaron.
Honestly, all three of those things might be a good plan.
I might. Yes.
If I'm being honest.
I tried not to think about what Max would do too much when I listened to the episode last week. Keep myself fresh. You know, I don't want to have the old brain cells.
Starts tumbling down into the dump.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, into the hoard.
The typewriter!
Rosie! God,
I kill Edward.
Okay, so...
Kidding.
You take 24 points of damage.
That's a lot. So what if I have 24 hit points? Okay.
Oh boy.
Hope you have a harpoon gun.
I immediately...